From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Ferguson, Missouri, and the Department of Justice appear to be close to settling civil rights complaints against the city's police department and municipal court. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports a draft of a proposed consent decree was released today.
The agreement must be approved by Ferguson's city council and a federal judge. It would leave the city in charge of its police department and municipal court, but requires a complete overhaul of the municipal code and a thorough review of policing policies and training. It also explicitly outlaws using policing as a tool to generate revenue. The draft comes nearly a year after the DOJ's Civil Rights Division found the city routinely violated the civil rights of its black residents. That report was prompted by the August 2014 shooting death of an unarmed black 18-year-old by a white police officer. In separate statements, the federal government and city officials called the proposed consent decree the best deal for both sides. Approval in February means Ferguson would avoid a lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
Officials say the armed group led by rancher Eamon Bundy occupying a national wildlife refuge in Oregon was given ample opportunity to leave peacefully. Greg Bretzing is special agent in charge of the FBI's Portland office. At a news conference, he said authorities are taking a deliberate and measured response to the group, which took over the Mahure National Wildlife Refuge earlier this month.
We will continue to look for safe, peaceful procedures and how to bring this to a peaceful conclusion. We recognize that the sooner we do so, the sooner this community can begin to heal.
The group is protesting what it's deemed to be excessive government control over individual rights. One of the occupiers was shot and killed during a traffic stop yesterday. The chair of the Federal Communications Commission says cable television subscribers should have access to more affordable set-top boxes. NPR's Brian Naylor says the agency plans to vote next month on a plan that would allow competition in the market.
Most people don't pay much attention to the cable boxes that sit on top of or under their TVs, but the FCC says cable subscribers are paying on average more than $200 a year to rent them, and costs have been going up while prices for computers, TVs, and smartphones have dropped. So FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler says it's time for some competition. He's proposed allowing subscribers to buy cable boxes from third parties, or to get cable channels through apps instead of only through set-top boxes. The cable TV industry and others oppose the changes, calling them mandates that would undermine and impede what they call the best TV market in the world. The commission will vote on the proposal next month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve policymakers have wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington, leaving short-term interest rate targets unchanged. The Fed's heads at the end of meeting statement, however, it is monitoring economic conditions going forward. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 222 points. You're listening to NPR. An attorney for two anti-abortion activists facing charges after making undercover videos about Planned Parenthood say the pair were indicted by what he called a runaway grand jury. The indictment coming as the Houston jury cleared Planned Parenthood of misusing fetal tissue and instead indicted the individuals who were carrying out the undercover video sting operation. The activists used the videos to backstop allegations Planned Parenthood was involved in illegally selling fetal tissue for profit. A lawyer representing the two individuals involved in the video campaign says the charges will not hold up in court. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visiting Rome is toward the city's iconic monument, the Colosseum. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports Rouhani's visit to Italy was slightly marred by an embarrassing cover-up.
The front pages of today's Italian dailies are splashed with photographs of tall white cubes lining the halls of Rome's Capitoline Museum. That's where Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and President Rouhani held a press conference. In a bid not to offend the Iranian president, the wooden panels were used to cover up the museum's collection of many nude statues dating from antiquity. The question everyone's asking is, on whose order? Culture Minister Dario Franceschini said neither he nor Renzi authorized the cover-up, which he called incomprehensible. Several Italian politicians denounced it as cultural submission. Rouhani denied specific requests had been made, but said he appreciated the welcome he had received. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher, up 85 cents a barrel to end the session at $32.30 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.